Le'ili nishmas of klenimus kamish ben rabeli malach tamay perek vav mishnah aleph hamakabel sodom yisrael mina oivik kechavim umina kusi yichalik lifneihem. So mekabel is a sharecropper. They have this contract where there's a certain amount of a percentage, whether it's a half, a third, a quarter of whatever the produce yields, he would give back to the owner, and this person working the field would keep everything else. So if he does this, and he works the field of a Jew, or an Ovid Gechovim, a non-Jew, or a Kusi, so he's Yechalik Lefneim, he separates in front of them. So if it's in front of the Jew, or the Kusi, again, we're talking about before they gave him a din of a non-Jew, the Rambam says he has to actually tell him that Chumas and Mises were not taking off. That's why it says Lefneim. But he himself does not take off Chumas and Mises. Rather, he can just give it to them the way it is. And obviously, if it's the Goy's field, you don't have to tell them that Chumas and Mises are taken off, as the Tiferes Yisrael says. So here you don't even have to take off Chuma as well. So the Rav says over here that Chazal were not strict to make sure that you take Chuma off because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What do we mean by this? So the way the Mishnah Rishon explains is the following. Remember, we had the Machlekes, whether or not a non-Jew has the ability, when he buys field, does that take off the Chiv of Mises? So even if you hold that it does not, and that the field still is chayv in Chumas and Maisris, the chshash maybe would be that eventually this field may get into the hands of another Jew, and he may eat tevel. So one would think maybe we should be machmer, but still, the Mishnah tells us yichalik lefneim, meaning you don't have to take off Chumas and Maisris, even on the non-Jew's field, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Chazal did not want fields to lie fallow and not worked, so they wanted to make sure that the fields in Eretz Yisrael, that the Jewish sharecroppers would be working them, because otherwise they would just become desolate, and that's not so good, both short and long term. You will see in the next Mishnah, though, that they did want this field to go back to Jewish ownership, so they made it worse for the guy in different aspects, but still they didn't want it to be totally desolate. But the case of the Jew, Mishnah Shon actually says, you don't need this reason, because why on earth would I think that the sharecropper would have to take off Chumas and Mises? If you think about it, why should he? He's not the one that owns the field. The person that owns the field, he's the one that has to take off Chumas and Mises. So this guy works the field, makes it into a heap, but it's not even his. So the Mishnah Shana actually says, I don't need another reason to tell me why he does not have to take off Chuma or Miser on what he gives to the owner, because it's the owner's, and he's the one responsible. So when the owner is a Yisrael, Chumas and Mises are not taken off by the sharecropper because it's not his. And the case of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that according to the Mishnah Shona, was referring to a case where the owner was a non-Jew. Now we have the second case, a choicher sadam Yisrael, so somebody leases a field from a Jew, Torem v'noisinlo. So here, he makes the heap himself, and it's almost like he acquires it, and now he's got to pay him back. So the lease is, he works the land, and the lease means that, let's say, once every period of time, he has to pay him back, let's say, from the land, a set amount. Not like the sharecropper was a specific percentage, so they were almost like sharing in the deal. Here, he gives him a set amount. So the Mishnah says, Torem benoisim lo. So now the person that's working the field, he takes off Truma, the Choicher takes off Truma, benoisim lo. And then he gives whatever they agree to, the fee, the amount of food, he gives it from the grain to the owner. Remember, he took off Truma, but he does not take off Maisris. Still, the Baal Bais is the one that's chayv in Maisris. And the Rav says, because every Choicher, every lessee that takes over a property to work it, he always has in mind, and there's a mutual understanding, that he does not have to take off Maisris. It's not just a tircha, it's a monetary loss. When he has to take off Maisris from this field, he's losing out. Now, what about the Truma? Remember, he took off Truma on the whole thing. And at that point in time, that whole thing included a portion of what the Baal Bais was going to get. So while I understand this lessee is going to lose the truma that he took off on his future portion, but the amount that, let's say, he was going to give the owner, remember, he took off truma on the whole thing, of the portion that would have went to the Baal Bais, he takes that off as well. So let's say he promised him 50 bushels, he would give him less than 50 because he would have to account for the truma that would be allocated towards his portion. He removes that from the 50 bushels or so that he promised him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when does this apply? Bizman shenosan lo me'oso hasado me'oso hamin. This only applies if you're giving the Baal Bais from that same field and from that same min, that same species of grain. Aval menosan lo misad acher so mimin acher. But if you're paying him back from a different field or from a different species, even in the same field, Meiser v'noisim lo. Now you have to take off Meisers because it appears as if you're paying back your requirement with Meisers. Or the Baal Bais, who's called the Machkir, The other reason the Rav gives is that he doesn't have in mind, when he gets into this arrangement with this person working the field, he only had an understanding that when he gets his lease payment back and he would agree to receive it as tevel from Maestris, he would only get it back from the exact field and the exact produce in that specie. But he did not even think about him paying him back from a totally different place. There he would never agree. So that's why the person working the land has to take it off now.